neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
About Bikurim, the Midrash learns from beginning after Torah, so it says, Bereshit Bara Elokim Et HaShamayim Et HaAretz. Bereshit is Bishvil Rashit, for the sake after Rashit. So Midrash teaches us Rashit means Bikurim. So we have two Bikurim. One is Am Yisrael, because the whole Olam was created because of Am Yisrael. Whatever that Hashem created is for the benefit of Am Yisrael. And Rashit also means the first one, Bikurim. So then the question that is asked, if Bikurim is so important, and so where should it be? In the beginning of the Torah or the end of the Torah? Here, why we have actually the Misrat Bikurim in the end of the Torah? Why is placed in the end of the Torah?
To remember that you always have, at the end you always have to start again.
To start again?
Yeah.
What does that mean, to start again?
Every end is the beginning.
The end is beginning. Hazak Baruch. That means?
The life is round.
The life is round. Hazak Baruch.
Whenever you're down, don't worry, it's going to come back up.
Yeah, see, many times it happens, like let's say somebody will have some type of food. No, has a shalom, not for anyone. Like let's say he eats pizza, God forbid.
Amen.
So how does he feel in the morning?
Heavy.
Heavy, and he's sorry that he ate it, right? So you have to say, and come, not with Kenneth, you say, Bikat Gomer, and so on, you know. So now, here, many times, it happens, nobody is an exception. You know, something happens, you say, oh, no, I'm not going to do it again, I don't want it, you know. It happens, because not every experience is pleasant. So then you say, you know, forget. No, it's not for me, and I'll go around it. No, it's enough, right? That's what happens. Happens to anyone. So now here, the Talmud is teaching us that why the Bikurim is actually the end of the Torah. The message here is, many times, yeah, you get very disappointed. You know, hey, what kind of manner is this? Why are you acting like this? What did I do to you? What did I do to you? So then you say, forget it, it's not worth it. But here, Tutosh is teaching us that even though that you went through all of this, actually it's a parasha that is very puzzling. There's a parasha that is very, very scary parasha. Very scary parasha. That's why we read the part of it quietly. So here we learn that even though, that in circumstances that many times become scary, you have to bring nobody. You have to bring Bikurim. So the main, the Maharat, you know what they call it, Maharat in Persian?
Maher.
Chazak Baruch. Maher means fast, and then Persian they got it as Maharat. That means right away, you have to come back to the original state. And it's a very interesting midrash that explains, let's say somebody comes and offers somebody to take him to Chinatown to visit some idols. It's called masit, that misleads people. So now he comes and tells them, you know, you have a gathering and so on, come. And he says, no, I'm not coming. No, he doesn't listen to him. So now, is he punishable, the one that wanted to mislead him? No, he didn't listen to him. You didn't listen to him.
He didn't do it.
He didn't do it. So is he punishable?
Yes.
Why?
To someone else.
No, he didn't listen to him. He comes to him, no, we caught him, you know, he wanted to mislead him, but, you know, he said, no, go away, you know, I don't want to listen to you. According to the halakha, to the law of Torah, should we punish him? Why? Fine, but you didn't listen to him. You came to Bet Knesset early for Mincha. Say amen. Should we punish him? Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. Why? Because the Torah is teaching us, it's not that his intention was not good. Because what he told you, even though you didn't listen to him right now, is ringing in your head. So one day, you say, why not? Maybe not now, but because. But whether he would try to mislead you, maybe we'll take an action. So now, here, if somebody wanted to mislead you and you didn't listen to him, so now it's punishable, right? So just imagine that somebody comes and offers you. I mean, it never happens, you know, just as an example. He tells you, come to learn Torah, come to Shiur, right? And you don't come. Does he get the reward?
Yes.
But he didn't come. He didn't come.
You planted the seed in his head.
So now if we punish somebody that his intention was not good and you didn't listen to him, but is he punishable? More so. If somebody directs you in the right way, you still didn't listen to him, he will reward it. So now, wait, you're not finished yet. So now, if the act of positive, that even though that somebody was directed, was told, and he doesn't listen, but still you'll be rewarded, more so if you try to direct yourself. That means, if you decide to change your attitude in a better way, like let's say, if it happened to be somebody that you don't know and hardly happens, is not happy enough. So he tells himself, I have to be happy. Just tells himself, you know what? I decide to be happy. Would that affect him?
He tells himself?
Yes. You just learn, if somebody tells you to do something good and you don't listen, he will be rewarded, right? So now you tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to change my attitude.
So you will be rewarded.
You like the idea?
Yeah.
It's an unbelievable idea. And that is that we see here that how powerful every little decision is all about. You know, people travel as always for the simachot, and they go to the airport, and then they have luggages. And you see, somebody is up there, somebody is down here, and he goes up, and doesn't move, and got on the escalator. So you see, the other one is down there, and there's up there. So what's the difference? The one on the top and the one on the bottom. What's the difference? You see one on the bottom, you see I'm one on the top. What's the difference? One little step. The one that is down, he could have make one step, get on the escalator, and then goes up. One little step. You know what's the difference it is? And you know what happens sometimes? He stands there and then all of a sudden, escalator stops.
What stops?
The escalator. Then he has to carry all the luggages and go up on the stairs. And this is Chodesh Elul. Chodesh Elul has another name. You know what the name is? Escalator. You make one step, takes you all the way up. All the way up. That means you make a right move. Say, you know what? I was not thinking right. I was very, very negative. You know people that are negative?
No.
Chazak Baruch. Who's your friends?
I'm very selective.
And then they always, they say, no, nemishe, you know, how can I do it? It's not possible, this, that. And they stay on the bottom of the escalator. And then it goes out of the order, chas v'shalom, and then, woo, and he's very, you know, high, you know, thingy, you know, all the luggages you have to carry. But you could have make one step and easily will take you, and you didn't need to do anything. And that's how it is. That we have to learn to, as it's called, to strengthen yourself, to give yourself chizuk. That's a responsibility. No, I can do it. It can happen. It's possible to do. I'm not thinking right. And then you see, the Geulah comes.
Amen. Yeah.
That's how it is. One step can change your life and takes you from bottom of the escalator to the top.
What if it gets stuck? You have to call maintenance?
Stuck what?
The escalator in the middle.
Fine, at least you made this, made the effort, and even though it's a press of button and then you're there, but the point of matter here is you have to realize every step in life matters. And that's exactly why the Bikurim is the end of the Torah, not the beginning. If it's so important, it should have been
in the beginning.
But here's the Torah. The Talmud is teaching us, after all might have happened, after all what you feel, you're worn out, you're tired, you're disappointed, you don't want to, chas v'shalom, go on. Here the Talmud says, no, that's not it. Yehudi attitude. Yehudi attitude should always
keep going.
So never stop.
Why is Bikurim at the end?
Because right after we learn all these terrible messages, chas v'shalom, even in that circumstances, we have to give ourselves the strength to bring Bikurim. Start again. Yeah. Hashem is a kernel. There's not a shame. Do not stand on the bottom of the escalator. Make your step and go up.
Amen.
Right away. Bezat Hashem.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.